Well, speaking of hit records, your first big hit was in 81, the breakup song. We played the hell out of it on Jack FM.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Rock and Roll, your first in a series of pun-filled album titles. These are genius. Continued, Conspiracy, yeah. Contagious, and Citizen Kin. To name a few.
Yes. Yeah, my mom always thought that was really cool. She said, Greg, it's an early form of branding. And my mother would say, oh, I'd be in the supermarket. People would come up and go, oh, you're Mrs. Kin. I think Conspiracy, Consolidation. Oh, yes, that's me.
So your mom was thinking branding back in the day. That's awesome.
In the day, yes. I mean, this was years, this was decades ago. But it was really cool because, you know, it was a goofy, but it was also a very pungent form of branding.
Sure.
And nobody forgot our name.
Exactly. I mean, sticks in your brain.
Exactly. Yeah. It was burned in there. And, you know, I never thought growing up that there'd be so many Kin puns. I mean, let's face it, it's ridiculous. We're still doing it.
You're still doing it. Rekindled is out now.
Right. And, you know, we were working on the next album.
Yep.
We got Greek songs towards the next album. And they're already saying, what do you want to call this one? You know, I don't know. Connection. Let's call it Connection.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, following the theme, you know. And you have the distinct honor of being parodied. Only a handful of people can say this by Weird Al. Well, I lost on Jeopardy.
Yes. Yeah. It's like winning the Medal of Honor. I really, and you know, the nice thing about Weird Al, first of all, Weird is a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a wonderful guy. Real funny guy. He called me one day out of the clear blue sky. He said, look, I got to get permission to get, you know, to do the parody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, first of all, Al, I'm really flattered that you chose me because that means that I'm well enough a note to be, you know, to be parodied.
Sure.
And, you know, it was very flattering. And he said, well, yeah, half of it's that. And then the half of it's I got this great idea for the song. I lost on Jeopardy, which is, you know, and I could, you know, that's all I had to say.
All right.
I could visualize the whole thing. As a matter of fact, he invited me down to L.A. to be in the video for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a little cameo appearance at the end of the video.
Oh, yeah.
I had to meet Don Pardo. I'm telling you, it was a huge, big
thing. Oh, yeah, Don Pardo was in that. I forgot about that.
Yes. Let me tell you what you didn't win. Yeah, that guy was great. So, yeah, I think that, and the beauty of it was we had a big hit with Jeopardy. We went out there on the road with Journey, played all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we come home in the fall, and here comes Weird Al's got a hit with it, and he hits the road. And he's just generating tons of mailbox money for me.
Wow, man. Wow. Not only quite the compliment, but you're seeing some cash in the process.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? They put that on a platinum album, Weird Al's Greatest Hits, went double platinum.
Whoa.
So I'm telling you, I sat back and received those checks in the mail like they were going out of style.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome, man. That is cool. And you're coming to town. The Greg Kin Band is going to be playing here. It's August 20 at Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Oh, man, I am so waiting for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Like, we've done a couple of short little tourettes, I'll call them, you know, like 1 or 2 week jobs. But we're going to be hitting the road in earnest this summer. And the guys are all pumped up. My son, Ryan, he's great. Robert Berry, our new bass player, he's fantastic. And we got Dave Lauser from the Sammy Hagar band.
Oh, yeah, I know that name very well. Yeah, of course.
Dave is a great drummer. I'm good friends with Sammy, and I ran into Sammy at a charity event about 6 months ago. And I said, hey, you know, I got a problem. My drummer can't go on the road. He's too busy. And he says, well, why don't you take my guy? He says, Dave Lauser is a great drummer.
From the Wabaritas, of course.
From the Wabaritas, yeah. Right. I said, yeah, well, I mean, don't you need him? No, he says, I got another guy in Chicken Fit, the guy from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah, Chad Smith is playing with him. It was kind of between Chad and Jason Bonham. He was bouncing back and forth.
And then between him and Bonham, he says, like, we probably won't use Dave until after the end of the year.
Right.
Why don't you take him on the road? So We rehearsed with Dave, and he was unbelievable. It was like having Keith Moon in the band.
Whoa.
I mean, the guy, You know, Keith Moon was all fills, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Nobody played drums like Keith ever, and they never will. I mean, this guy is pulling off some Keith Moon-esque type stuff?
Yeah. Oh, and he's doing it all the time. he's just a rhythm. And it's like, I mean, I jammed with Ginger Baker, but this
You jammed with Ginger Baker?
Yeah, I actually played with him at the... Oh, God, where was it? It was at the Fillmore. At the Fillmore.
Wow.
At the Gibson Guitar Jamboree or something. And I remember going out on stage and my bass player at the time, Steve, saying, "Now," he says, "just really watch Ginger." He says, you're not getting paid by the note here. Just, play about one-third of the notes that he plays and you'll be fine. And it did. It worked out, but my God, yeah, he was right, man. Everybody was getting paid by the note.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
Beware of Mr. Baker is one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen. I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, and, come on, let's face it, Cream was a great band.
Oh, of course.
And, yeah, the fact that they couldn't stand each other, I think, made them a great band.
I totally agree with you. It was that tension,
That tension, and they really hated each other, and it really came out.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing but love in the Greg Kinn band these days. I appreciate you being on the phone with me, man.
Hey, man, first of all, I'm really happy to be out on the road again. I feel like I'm 20 years old again. We're going out there. We got a whole bunch of gigs to play. Rekindled is doing really good. Everybody loves the album. They're telling me, hey, look, it sounds like a Greg Kinn album.
Yeah.
Even though it's been 20 years, it really has the Greg Kinn sound. And let's face it, it was a lot of fun to make this album and coming up with stuff like Big Pink Flamingos.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, it's great.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was not really work as we define work.
Sure.
And like I said before, we're already working on the next one. Life is good, my friend. Life is good.
Great to hear it, Greg. And we're looking forward to seeing you, man. August 20, Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Greg Kinn of the Greg Kinn Band on Jack FM.
Yeah, man. All right, so look, you want to get all the stuff, the Greg Kinn stuff, you got to go to gregkinn.com.
Yep.
That's my website. You can buy my novels. I got six novels out.
Yeah, you're a horror novelist. That blew my mind.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I am. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can get that stuff there. And, of course... Oh, here's another thing.
Yeah.
Over the years, I have bought back all of my old master recordings, from Berserkly Records,
right.
And EMI, and, all these. We were on 15 different labels over the years. I bought back each album whenever it came available. So now, here it is all these years later, I own my entire catalog.
Wow,
and now I can reissue all of the albums with the original artwork and the original everything, and you can get it all at the gregkinn.com website. So it's pretty handy, my friend.
Well, now you're talking, bro. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that you regained control of all that stuff.
Yeah. It wasn't easy. I had a couple of bare knuckle fights, but I did it.
I would imagine. Right on. Greg Kinn, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, this was a pleasure, man. Let's talk again sometime soon.
Let's do it.
All right, bro.
All right, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.